Hi guys, welcome to Talk That Talk. Happy New Year, everyone. Technically, it's not New Year yet because we're recording this on the 26th, but it's gonna come out in the new year. So Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Welcome to Talk That Talk with me, T, your favorite sex enthusiast. I mean, nobody has said that I am their favorite sex enthusiast, but I'm proclaiming it, self-proclamation that I am their favorite sex enthusiast. Oh, that's making me blush. Okay. So, hi, guys. I have somebody new today. I'm super stoked because this person has actually never, ever, surprisingly ever, been on Talk That Talk before, so they're gonna introduce themselves. And yep, so floor over to you.
Hi guys, my name is Adewale Eniola, and I am
not you using your full government name.
I mean, in case not.
Fair enough, kind of like. So thank you, Eniola. Thank you so much for being on here with me today. How are you? How have you been?
I'm okay. I've been good. I've been, you know, battling Lagos flu.
Yeah. Lagos. Let's not even get into that. Even get into that Lagos jungle ghetto vibe. But I hope you're good. And
I'm
hope
okay.
The new year is going to be better.
Inshallah.
Amen. I'm dead. Okay. So, and I'm fine too. Thank you for asking.
I'm sorry. I was about to, but you know. My apologies.
It's fine. I'm just joking. So just like the name of the episode suggests, this is Q&A with T and Eniola. Question and answer with me is always very chaotic. I'm not even going to lie. Very chaotic. But we're not experts. I just read like a lot about sex. And I'm just going to try and give you guys what I know. But you should also be reading too, and please don't be ignorant, like, please guys, it's embarrassing, can't lie. Yeah, so we're gonna try and answer to the best of our abilities these questions that you guys have sent to us. So the first question here is, do you think it is important to know your partner's body count? Should I answer or should you answer? No, you first.
Let me answer first. Honestly, I don't think so. I feel like for someone like me now, I would not want to know your body count. Because your body count doesn't determine like what you are now. So I do not want to know.
Yeah.
Although it might help in cases of another angle. You know, STDs and all. You need to know how many people that your partner has been with now. Because in this street, you have to be careful. People, they carry disease up and down a bit. And they're... Please. But
I don't necessarily think that it has anything... I don't necessarily think that, like, STDs have anything to do with, like, your body count. And the reason why I say this is because... I think that this has more to do with your sexual safety and maturity than your actual body count. Because, like, there's bare people with, like, 50, like, body count, 50, 100, but they're safe as fuck. And because they're really safe, because, like, they're very responsible, like, okay, I'm not going to have sex with this person without, like, a condom or something. Because of that, they're actually safe. Like, they're not, like, they're having as much sex as they want to have, and they're still, like, comfortable. Do you get?
Yeah, I get what, like, you mean.
Yeah.
I get so what you mean.
But, like, doesn't really have to do with, no, like, body count.
There's this myth now. You don't see it. There's nobody that you tell.
Yeah.
Whatever the gender that you tell that, oh, my body count is over 50. That they will not look at you like, eh? So, because, yeah, like, being wired in our brains that, oh, this person I'm with now has had sex with over 50 people. And then, how am I going to compare? Blah, blah, blah. For example, now you meet a partner, and then, you know, they tell you, oh, my body count is over 50. I'm sorry, but, like, there's this thing that is wired in us, in everybody, that you react.
It's not even wired if you in might you, not go off.
Even if you feel like, oh, I'm, if this is somebody that is not just a fling or a one-time thing, I guess it's somebody that you tend to share everything with now.
Yeah.
Caring, oh, after over 50 people, you might not even start judging. I'll be concerned, especially when I ask me, start, like, really starting having sex. So, like, if you said you started having sex, like, 2 years ago, and then 2 years ago till now, you have sex with over 100 people, I will be worried.
Why would you be worried? I'm actually curious.
I don't understand.
No, like, I'm actually curious, but can't lie, body count is actually just a number. Let me not lie. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I just think that, like, people are actually trying to. So let me give you an analogy. So imagine I come out, like, not necessarily, I don't mean come out like come out aspa, come out of the closet. I just mean, like, come out aspa. I am now in the sexual space. Okay, let me use what in Lagos. So this is the perfect analogy. So I'm coming out of my shell and I am now into the Lagos sex scene, the Lagos dating scene, the Lagos, like, talking stage scene and whatnot.
Yeah,
basically, I'm on the streets. I'm on Lagos streets.
Yep.
Yeah. The thing is, for me as a person who wants to actually not just have sex for the sake of having sex, but actually enjoying that sex, I would not stop at one person. Like, if I have sex with you and I don't like it, I would not have sex with you again. One. Two, I would try and meet another person that I will have sex with that would be nice. And can't lie, I think as women, we go through, like, as a woman or as, like, maybe even a feminine presenting person, I think that we struggle more because we don't want to be stuck having sex with bland sex. But then we're stuck because of this mentality where people think you're a whore because you're having sex with different
people. Yeah, that's what I was trying to bring out.
Why is this, like, construct here?
I feel like
reality. I just want to have sex with different people and find, like, do you understand? And find where
I get what you mean.
Where, like,
and there's nothing
enjoying it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. But, like, there's nothing wrong with it. Well, in this mainly in this part of the world. And when I mean this part of the world, I mean Nigeria.
Yeah.
Is that...
No, you can't say, don't this, worry, Nigeria. In Nigeria.
There's this, what's the word? There's this stigma attached to women that are, like, you know, that's far, you know now. They are enjoying sex. Like, do you know, some people even take it to the extent that if a woman enjoys sex, they're even worried. I'm like, I don't understand. They bring people here to suffer.
Do you understand? Like, so you know, go fuck. Like, I don't.
Like, care. I don't understand. Like, you take it so deep that if a woman says, "Oh, I enjoy sex," it becomes a thing of shame. It's not something you can openly say outside as a woman. Yeah. "Oh, I enjoy sex." But if a man comes forward and is like, "Oh, I enjoy sex," boss now.
Yeah, no man.
Bad guy.
It's very
same guy you all are praising, same guy you all are praising. He's also having sex with girls. Like, I don't understand if they're not having sex with boys. So, they're having sex with women too. So it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, like, it's vice versa. No, it doesn't even have to be
like
women.
As far,
it just goes like with the whole thing, like, why am I a slut because I've had so much sex? Okay, again, I want to use Lagos analogy again, because Lagos,
I mean, we're in Lagos, might as well.
Guy, Lagos is a self-contained in Yaba. Anybody quotes me, like, quotes me outside, inside, anywhere. Quotes me anywhere. Lagos as a city is literally wash everybody. Do you understand? Like, who doesn't know? Like, it's so, sometimes it's actually so wild to me, because, like, sometimes I'll just be like chilling. Maybe I'll post somebody's picture or something, and somebody will be like, oh, I know.
Like, I've had sex with him.
Do you understand? Like, it is, Lagos is so small that, like, it would be so easy for you to be labeled as a whore. And it's dumb, because why am I being labeled as a whore when this guy, who is probably even irresponsible with how he's having sex, is doing the exact same things that I am doing? So that's why I'm here. Like, why is it a concern that a babe's body count, like, can't lie, yo. Can't actually, like, let me not even lie. If somebody actually tells me, like, oh, my body count, I started having sex 2 years ago, and my body count is, like, 100 plus, I'm not going to lie. I would be worried. I would actually be worried. Do you understand? I would be worried, because for me, at some point, sex is, like, you get tired of just constantly having sex with several people.
Especially when it's like just like legs now.
Yeah.
You get tired now.
I would actually be worried.
I'll be worried.
Yeah, but it's not going to be worry like, oh, you're a slut. Like, why are you having this amount of sex? It would be coming from a place of like, are you good? Like,
are you okay?
Yeah, like, are you good? Like, is this what you want to be doing?
What's going on?
Like, no, like, I would just ask, like, if you're actually comfortable having this amount of sex with these amounts of, like, bodies, go the fuck off. If you're being safe, like, do whatever you want. But, like, don't be having sex to, like, fill a void. Do you understand? Or, like, don't be having sex just for bragging rights, just so that you can say that you did it. You know what I mean?
But I haven't had sex.
So I get what you mean, like, in terms of, like, oh, yeah, I would be worried, especially if you say, like, it just, like, 2 years and you already have, like, I don't know. You already
catch. Anyhow, for that body count, there are some body counts that, honestly, there are some counts that you're not even supposed to count. Let me know, like,
yeah,
I feel like if you don't come in contact,
mm-hmm.
You should not count it. I'm sorry. It was just not just vibes.
Quote me.
If you don't come,
it doesn't count.
I swear, also, it doesn't count. Cause like,
it's a new year, so everybody's body counts. I hope everybody's body counts has reset. So I started from zero again. New year, new count.
Exactly. Amen. New year, new me.
New year,
new body count. Amen. May everybody be rest. Amen.
Jesus. So yeah, me, personally, I don't think it matters. Like, I don't even think that, like, asking, like, the question, what is your body count? I don't know how it comes up. And, like, I don't know how it comes up. How does it come up? Why does it come up? Do you understand? Like, it's so insignificant to me that I would not even remember it during a conversation. Like, that's how insignificant it is to me. Like,
some people are what's the word now? Possessive, number one. So they want to really know what's going on. Like, they want to know everything about you.
Yeah. That's for some people. Okay.
It's a red flag, but what's your person going to do now?
Okay.
The second one is this same thing now that I'm telling you about how guys like slut shame now.
Yeah.
So no. So they can use that one to judge your character.
Yeah.
Which you get. And there's some girls too. So that it's not like I'm being biased or anything. There's some girls too that also know what guys on, do you get? But the men lie, like all men do is lie. I mean, all they do is lie.
All so, men like, do is lie, yeah.
And they know they read the right hand for face. So if my body count is 150, you know, fist I be. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So if I tell you, oh, my body count is 3 and I've slept with 500 people, you have no idea. Because I'm just vibing.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are like the only like 2 reasons I know that old stuff like that, like the term was your body count or the question was your body count, like you come up in a conversation. Mm-hmm. So that's my own take on the matter.
Yeah, I get that. Fair enough. Very fair. Okay. Next question. Okay. So my BF and I have been sexually active here lately, and so far he has mostly been on the receiving end. I haven't made him come yet, but I'm excited to. But him, on the other hand, he will only finger me. He won't do anything else. And when I asked him when he was gonna try and make me come, he got mad. Red flag. He said, if I haven't already, I probably never will. Please get out of that relationship, babe. That's not the
honestly. First of all, it's not finished.
I was so excited to please him, but now I don't know anymore. It kind of feels like it's all about him. Am I being selfish? That's the end. First of all, please leave this relationship. It is no good for you. That's where I'm going to start. So you can carry on, Anila.
First of all, get the fuck. What are you doing? I don't.
What are you doing?
Anytime I hear stories like this, I'm always so worried. Because, like, what is happening? It is like they force people inside a relationship or what?
Yeah.
Because I'm always very worried. I think they really be worrying me.
I'm dead.
Because what's happening? Like, how can you call somebody your boyfriend that you supposedly love, you share everything with now? And then he's saying, if you haven't come, you probably never will.
You probably never, yeah. Like, that's the one that's the one.
You know that's not me. That's not only very weird about everything. Baba just insulted her that, there's something wrong with you.
Insult. Do you understand? Like, that was...
He's trying to make you feel less.
He's
trying to make you feel less for his own inability to make you sad.
That's insane.
That's sad. Honestly, my sister,
like, when I was even reading you need to
move on to the other side.
Even the other side. Like, it's not even about, like, moving to the other side or, like, switching sides or anything. Genuinely, a lot of men do not like, let's say the truth, a lot of men just don't know how to make women come.
Yes.
Now your job, that is true. Your job as a man, the masculine urge in you should be telling you to ask fucking questions. The masculine urge should be telling you, oh, I haven't made this babe come before. She hasn't made me come before, but she's trying. Like, even from here, the person wrote, I was so excited to please him, but now I don't know anymore. Like, of course you don't know. Like, imagine a man getting mad at you for saying you haven't made me come. Like, what sort of toxic fucking masculinity is that? Like, you don't even have to apologize. Like, I didn't make you come. Like, in fact, apologize.
Sorry to cut you short. But, like, one thing I want to understand is that how long have they been dating? No, because, like, how long have they been together now? Do you understand?
Yeah.
But, like, that one is something to really think about. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, then they need to, apart from, they need to talk about what's going on that both of them are not looking at. They need to go work on each other. Like, obvious that the guy is not putting in any effort. Yeah. And then I'm not a man or a guy or whatever. But then sometimes for you to come, like when you're having sex, your mind has to be sometimes has to be in
your mind has to
it's be not there. Just a, it's not just a physical thing sometimes, like your body, yeah. which is why sometimes when you're in love with somebody, and when I mean when you're in love with somebody, any slight touch or
the sex anything, just slaps harder.
It's just heat, because like everything, feeling, emotions, emotions. Yeah. Like you feel your mind that we're about to have sex, and then I'm having sex with the love of my life, and you're just really going off like, oh my god, wow, like, I cannot even wait. And then the excitement is just it's just going up. So like for that, for both of them, they need to actually check themselves. I'm sure this girl probably might, we don't know, might have more feelings than the guy. And another thing, the guy might have another person he's talking to. Jonas, and that he's probably putting effort in now with that one. And then he's probably coming together with that one, literally coming together with that one. And this other girl is just in the dark. She doesn't know anything that is happening. So she needs to just reevaluate everything and just, oh no, she got fixed up because I beg.
Yeah. I think that I personally, so first of all, what I'm just going to say is first, please, dear, leave this man. He has nothing good to offer you. For the fact that he even said, if you haven't, you probably never will. I'm sorry, this person is a fucking shitty asshole. I'm just saying. It might not be the same for you. Maybe the person loves you and is just bad in bed. But personally, somebody cannot tell me this type of thing and I'll still stay. Because sex is very big for me. So that's my first thing. Please, if you can, please leave this person. Secondly, in relation to what you said about how long they've been dating, so from what, like, if we're using the grammatics of this statement, this person said, oh, so my BF and I have been sexually active here lately. So I'm guessing this is like a new thing. It's possible that they've been in a relationship for a minute and haven't actually like done sexual stuff. That sounds crazy, right? Yes, but it's possible. It's very possible. Yeah. So it's possible that they're actually just testing their like sexual waters, and maybe that is why, like, this is me just bringing up different reasons why they have not been making each other come. And I think that, like, it's just unfair that it seems like it seems like they are very interested in pleasing the boyfriend. But clearly, the boyfriend is not interested in pleasing them. And I think it actually has more to do with, like, toxic masculinity than anything. Because honestly, if you even know, a lot of babes don't tell guys these things. A lot of babes just swallow. They swallow, like, mid-sex. Like, they won't tell guys. They'll say, oh, like, prior.
Well, that's the story for another deal. That's the story for another. Because if we enter that topic...
If we enter, yeah, but like I'm just bringing out reasons why, crazy as it seems, bringing out reasons why he could have said something like that to her. But I still don't think that like somebody that should be saying this thing to you is definitely very selfish, because obviously, like, why is it just about like, why are you trying so much and then he's only giving you the finger, not asking questions, not, I don't know, like, you're not being selfish. I promise you're not being selfish. You definitely deserve your orgasms. Everybody does. You're not being, so this is not a thing of you being selfish. If anything, he's the one being selfish. And I just think that, like, also sometimes the journey is a, like, you know how you said, like, it's sometimes it's not just physical, it's also mental. And also, it's also about the journey. Like, people think that, and I think that's why guys, honestly, I think that's why, like, guys have very, very boring orgasms, because they're fucking to nut. And then when you nut for, 15 seconds, you're done, and then post-nut clarity hits you. But I think women have just, because, like, we're coming from places where men haven't really actually been able to make us orgasm, we actually enjoy everything in between. before the orgasm actually arrives. Does that make sense to you? Like what I just
said?
Yeah,
it does. It does. It
yeah.
Does.
So we enjoy the journey before the peak, so to speak. So, rhyme. Okay, that's second time tonight. So we enjoy, like, we actually enjoy the journey before we actually, like, reach, like, the peak. And I think that, like, for her to be saying, or for this person to be saying, oh, only one finger, like, clearly they're not enjoying it at all. Like, and I don't know, man, I just think that you should drop the person. Like, all my shalaye, everything I've been saying, basically just leads to the fact that I think that if you can, you should try.
I feel like on a normal day, I don't really advocate for relationships like this. Yeah, I'll tell you straight up. But we don't know, like, what you don't know how long they have been together for. You don't know sacrifice that they have made. So the best thing right now is for you to have a conversation about it first. Whatever he says, whatever comes out of the conversation is what you use to make your decision. If not, there's really nothing else that you can do. Try and actually save it one last time.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work, or more, babe,
and the reason why I was even saying if you can, is because there could be other circumstances that surround their relationship. But
exactly.
For me, I would pack my bag. You need to leave,
and then go and meet somebody that will shake your bed.
you're not selfish for wanting your orgasm, because if anything,
you're not selfish.
So you're definitely not being selfish. Honestly, you're not.
Yeah. Don't let anybody make you feel like that.
And don't think that this is a you problem. Because for him to say, if you haven't, you probably never will. I promise you, it is not a you problem. You are not the problem. This very selfish man is the problem. You're not the problem for not orgasming yet. He probably just hasn't done what he should be doing. So don't think that you are the problem. Don't think that you never will come. You probably will a good amount of times when you find the right person. But please, if this person can say this to you, to somebody that they probably have told that they love, I think you should leave. Just saying, you don't have to take my advice.
One last advice: try the other side, please. Give it a chance.
Try the other side and then see what the Lord is doing.
I mean, try the other side.
Try it. You should. You should
try.
So
yeah. I'm not saying you have to, but like, try.
Just try.
You can do it and still go back to your boyfriend. Nobody will go.
I'm dead. I see how it feels.
You go just carry and just you cannot decide.
Front or back.
Left or right. Right or right, my sister.
You cannot decide.
It's all right.
Yeah. You cannot decide. Okay.
You cannot decide.
So the next question here is, so a friend of mine had sex with his babe. They're not dating, but they're doing casual stuff without using a condom. And now he wants to buy her a PT stripe to check so that they can both be safe. But the girl is refusing. Should he still buy the PT stripe or should he relax? Okay.
First of all.
Good.
He had sex with the girl.
Yeah.
First. Then after, he now wants to buy
the PT stripe. Yeah.
Please, first of all, that doesn't make any sense.
Why? Anybody. Why doesn't it make any sense? A PT stripe.
This is not your. This is not. Is it pregnancy test?
Yeah, PT stripe is pregnancy test. Wait, let me check. I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's like for STDs or
PT stripe is a pregnancy strip test.
Oh, if it's pregnancy strip, why is that coming up? Do you get?
Because it was unprotected. Did the girl tell you that?
Well, like, the girl didn't say anything. Is it the boy that gets pregnant nowadays? Because I don't understand.
See, yeah, let me know even. See, just be safe. Don't give yourself hypertension. Use condom. Some like,
well, like okay, no, like this one has happened now. This one like, doesn't no, happen. It's even, it don't happen.
Because no, it has happened. And because of anxiety, that's why this person wants to buy a PT stripe. I understand wanting to get her a PT stripe. I really, really understand. Because no, like, I promise you, you don't want pregnancy scare to hit you from any point. Or pregnancy, you don't even want it to hit you from any point. I understand. I also understand the girl refusing because, like, it's her body. She knows what, do you understand?
But like, she I knows also, she hasn't, except yeah. maybe she has said something yeah. about her missing a period. Mm-hmm. And you know, we don't know all that behind scenes. But yeah. if she hasn't, stop pressurizing the girl to take it pregnant. Except wait to another angle.
Yeah.
Except the girl wants to use pregnancy to hold you down. That's another angle.
Mm-hmm. Let's act like that is not part of it.
If we act like that's not part of it, then maybe she's actually not just interested in doing a pregnancy test, or maybe she has and then wasn't anything. So, okay, free him now. Don't be your babe. Leave him.
Yeah. I think you can actually go both ways, can't lie, because it's the same way that as babes, when babes have sex, unprotected sex, they're always like, it's like, let me quickly go and get post, you know, or like post pill. It's the same energy, but it's just that in this case, he's the one now buying the PT stripe. And I get that he's buying it out of anxiety, which is why I'm falling back to just saying that just have sex with condoms. Condoms don't protect completely, but they protect 99%. So why are you having raw sex for the thrill of it, only for you to now be having anxiety when you can simply have sex with a condom and still enjoy it?
Well, and what I say about that whole condom thing? So, that mainly, I feel like most times we in Nigeria, yeah. not even in Nigeria. Let me just say Nigeria, because in Nigeria, I know people yeah. in Nigeria most times don't use condoms because of pregnancy. Most of them mm-hmm. that I've noticed. Most of them mm-hmm. just use it for STD, STI,
yeah,
HIV,
yeah, of course. Yeah.
AIDS. Do you understand? Yeah. Really, you see a guy
mm-hmm.
use condom, or a girl also like request for condom now. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Because they're just like, there's nothing now, we don't have anything, so yeah. let's just go raw.
But that's very
so that's dumb. One thing
like. A condom that's one is thing literally the only contraceptive. Like, a condom is literally the only contraceptive that people say is 99%. Like, even IUDs and all of those things
are IUDs can't fail now. Those ones can't fail.
IUDs, all of them can fail, but condoms are still the ones that are, like, 99%. They're still,
like...
Do you understand? And, like, the name is literally contraceptive. So, it is... Condoms help. Condoms are even the only ones that help with, like, the whole, oh, protect from STDP, yes. But it is literally called a contraceptive. Dictionary definition of a contraceptive is something that helps you, like, avoid contraception, which is pregnancy. So, like, the idea that you want to have, like, take into account. If you're having raw sex, I'm not even judging you at all. Like, don't worry. Some of us are in the same shoes. I'm just saying that you should know that there are consequences for your actions. You cannot now say that because you wanted to do something, you will now be shoving something else down somebody's throat. Do you understand? Like, you wanted to have more sex and now you are shoving a PT stripe down her throat. You shouldn't be doing that. It's her body. She probably knows if something is up with her. That's one. Two, if you want to have raw sex, be ready for the consequences. Be ready, like, if you know your pull-out game is not strong and you don't have raw sex, be ready for whatever your eye is going to see. Anything your eyes see, take on. Do you understand?
But if you know the consequences and you still want to do it, go the fuck for it. Like, do you understand? Like, personally, if I want to have, like, worse, like, it will not even be a big deal for me if I know, like, I've seen your test and everything. My calendar is, like, very stable. I can calculate it, know when we will be having sex and stuff like that. It's not a big deal for me. But there's bare people that right after they do it, they're, like, they're having so much anxiety that their stomach is literally physically paining them. Why are you putting yourself through that? Because you want to go through the thrill of having raw sex when you can simply have sex with a condom. Some people say that, oh, condoms, friction, blah, blah, blah. There's lube. Like, there's no excuse. There's absolutely no excuse. So, like, what is the idea behind it? Like, you want to do it for the thrill, but, like, you're scared of consequences. How does that work?
Whoever is listening to this, please use a condom. If you're a girl, tell your boyfriend or your boy, whoever you're having sex with, use a condom. Whoever you are, whatever gender, use a condom.
It doesn't make sense to me. Like, it doesn't make sense to me that you would be having casual sex with somebody and you expect that this person is loyal to you. The definition of casual is literally casual. Like, why just casual? Like, it just happens once in a while. What makes you think you're the only person I'm having sex with? What makes you think that, like, I'm not having sex with other people? So, like, what gives you the confidence and peace of mind that you're having sex with me without a condom? Make it make sense. It's kind of crazy, if you ask me. But what do I know? Anyway, if you're going to be having sex with that person again, try not to shove a PT stripe down. That's not your job. Don't shove a PT stripe. If you want to ask if the person is good, you can. But don't shove that down somebody's throat. If something is wrong with her, she would defs tell you. Unless, like Aniola said, unless this person is trying to use pregnancy to hold you, and then I don't know what to tell you. I mean, Godspeed. That's all I can say.
You'll be fine, bro.
You'll be fine. You'll be
fine, bro. I need to scam you. That's your business.
Well.
Now you go knock.
Now you go fucking knock. I'm dead.
People don't understand the definition of when somebody's loose and when somebody's tight. And then this is something I want to say.
Yeah.
If you, as a man, woman, whatever, you're having sex with a woman or you're having sex with a woman, let me just put it like that, and you're trying to, you know, insert, whether you're trying to insert your finger, your penis, whatever you're trying to insert, and it doesn't go in. You should be worried. You should not be praising yourself.
Yeah.
Or praising the girl, like, oh, your this is tight.
If I say it's tight,
you should be worried because you're not doing the right thing.
You're not doing it well. Yeah.
The vagina expands now, especially when you're expands aroused.
And when you're aroused, exactly.
As far like when yeah, when you're aroused, you now. Opens up, like it's just like, oh, well, like you are wet enough, you're ready, you're in the mood, you're relaxed, so you're just opening up, you keep opening. That's why you see some, like, most girls can't very long
big dick,
like, because I guess your point, and if you also use look, so I guess your point where you're just like, and it just keeps going. Because, like, the person is relaxed. Yeah. So this whole, I'm loose thing, there's nothing like being
It's
loose.
Embarrassing. I'm sorry.
There's nobody it's that very, me have seen. Very... Even porn stars that have sex probably every day of their lives are not loose.
Yeah.
So that's not
exactly.
Then the whole...
OMG, this is it. This is exactly it. Like, what do people like? What is the idea in your head? Even porn stars that have sex maybe two or three times in a day, every day.
Every single-
so, the next question here is,
So I don't get wet, or I don't get wet enough to enjoy sex. And even when I do, I dry out fast. I dry out fast, full stop. I recently discovered lubricants, but is that really how it's going to be, like, forever? Is something wrong with me? I realized that it could also be because I don't get aroused easily. And even when I do, it's not as intense as I think it should be. It would be really helpful if I could identify the problem and solve it. Okay. I have a lot of things to say. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to...
No, go first. Go first.
Okay. Okay, so hi, person. I would just like to start by saying that there is absolutely nothing wrong with you. There's this thing where, like, I guess it's a joke, but then I realized that there's honestly people that take these things seriously. You know how people say, like, oh, wet ass Gorilla Grip Super Soaker 5000. But in reality, not everybody is super soaker. Not everybody is, like, not everybody is going to have the ability to be wet, wet, wet. You know what I mean? So, like, this is the first thing I want to say first. Like, if you're one of those people, if, like, after everything that we're going to say, it still falls back to the fact that you are one of those people who sincerely just doesn't get so wet, I promise you there's nothing wrong with you. And I promise you that lube is literally there for a reason. It's meant to be, like, support system. It's almost like saying that, like, if you have a sex toy, the guy should be intimidated. No, like, he shouldn't be intimidated, or the person shouldn't be intimidated. Your sex toy is literally meant to be, like, your tag team. So it's pretty much, I think it's pretty much the same thing with, like, lube. So I hope that at some point, I hope that you are able to, like, remove the idea that, like, something is wrong with you, because I promise you that nothing is wrong with you. There's people who don't get wet very easily. There's people who don't get very aroused very easily. But it is not a you problem. Like, people's bodies are just built differently. Like, in every aspect of life, people's bodies are just sincerely built differently. That's the first thing I wanted to say. The second thing is also about the arousal. It also does not mean that there's something wrong with you. There's people who do not get aroused very easily. I remember speaking to this person one time, and it was literally the same thing that this person was telling me about, how they don't get wet easily, and the person that they were sleeping with introduced lube and they felt very weird, like, oh, like, is this a me problem? And I also had to tell that person that I promise you it's not a you problem. Like, some people just don't get aroused easily. Some people just don't get wet as, like, the whole idea of, oh, super soaker. Like, some people are just not built that way. And also, it could also be that, like, maybe you haven't discovered, like, yourself properly. Like, this is just me, like, bringing out everything. I'm not an expert, but, like, I hope that you really don't, like, make yourself feel away. So, it could also be that you haven't, like, properly figured yourself out, or maybe the person that you're sleeping with hasn't properly figured you out. So that is that's definitely a thing. It might be that, like, the things that this person is doing to you is not necessarily the things that you, or they are not necessarily the things that actually properly arouse you. And honestly, this is where, like, finding yourself and figuring what you like comes in. You know what I mean? Like, you just have to, like, at some point, you have to figure it out, like, oh, am I into nipple play? Like, does that get me, like, more, like, in, like, aroused or horny? Like, am I into teasing? Is it, like, erogenous zones for me? Like, you have to figure it out. And I think that sometimes it's very difficult to do that with a partner for some people, because they're not sure exactly, like, what it is. And partners be really, like, sometimes, yeah, we sleep with people and they use, like, 2 minutes on foreplay and next thing is penetration. Like, where are we rushing to now? Like, this life, where are we actually fucking rushing to? Take your time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, where are we?
we're not in a hurry. I don't think we're in a hurry. So, like, that could also be it. So maybe you can try and find yourself by yourself, and then you can actually communicate with who you're with and tell them, like, oh, these are the things that I'm into, and these are the things I would like you to focus on to make me, like, hornier or, like, more aroused. Being more aroused may or may not help you with being wetter, but some people genuinely, like, I want you to keep it at the back of your mind that nothing is wrong with you. Everybody is just different. Everybody just has different bodies and different ways. And each body has a different way of, like, reacting, so to speak. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to add anything?
Honestly, I just want the person to just calm down. Like, in this life, just to relax. All these things, they're important too, but, like, it's not something, you don't always have to think that there's something wrong with you.
With you, yeah.
Every time that there's something
wrong with you. It's not always a you problem. I promise it's not always a you problem.
So the thing that you can do, I mean, you said it all, you can invest in lube. Yeah. Honestly, I don't know what to bring from lube. Lube makes everything better. Let me never lie.
Better, yeah.
I didn't hear you.
Can you say that again?
I was like, no matter how wet you think you can, lube makes everything better.
Better, yeah.
Oh, sorry, some people don't use it because they're always like, oh, I'm wet enough. Yeah, of course. I mean, at the beginning, when you're having sex, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Process, you can get dry. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
it's not good. And if you're going for a long time, you're definitely going to need lube.
Yeah. And just dry make up it at some point.
Like, it's obviously dry. You definitely dry up at some point.
Like, this is just normal, like,
yeah. Normal, but everybody should have with them, mm-hmm. especially if you have a partner that you're having sex with, like, constantly. You need lube by your side. That's number one. Then number two, you can just tell the person that you're with to invest in foreplay. When I mean foreplay, I don't just mean, oh, you suck breast once, you have moved on. Like, you just suck on me.
Please.
Like, ah, baby. But yeah, now.
What are those five minutes things? Oh my god.
If sometimes the anticipation alone, the makeup session alone, is ready to get you excited, like, you're already excited even before. I know people that come from, you know, just out, like, you have not had or you can make up for like 15 minutes straight, so we make up for 1 hour straight. There's never, by the time they even have sex, it's always like, oh, we've already like gone past all this now. And like, you try and like properly, and then there's nothing wrong with you. Nobody that gets super wet, like, there's some people that every small thing like this, they are wet, like, so far wet now.
Yeah, but small touch, like, they also get rivers.
Well, it doesn't work. It was just like, no, just like the way everybody cannot squirt now. People are always saying, you don't have to make it. Not all girls are squirters. Everybody has their own body. Everybody's different. Everybody's vagina is different. Even your vagina looks different from the next person. Like, everybody has different body parts. Mm-hmm. So, like, don't feel, you know, less because you don't wet enough, or you feel like you're not in that rules or something like that. So those are the things I think you can do to boost your sex life
and relax. Yeah, boost and also relax, because, like, you don't overthink it. I promise it's not a you problem. And going back to what you said about, like, making out straight, this also now comes from a perspective of how attracted are you to the person that you're having sex with. This might sound crazy, but there's bare people out here having sex with people that they're not attracted to. Like, there's bare people out here just wanting to bust a knot. both female identity, female presenting people, I mean, both like masculine and feminine presenting people, there's people. And to me, that doesn't make any fucking sense because, like, first of all, why are you fucking somebody that you're not fully attracted to? Like, people are so weird.
Honestly, because, like, honestly,
do you understand? Like,
honestly,
how are you even doing it?
I think most times it applies to, I don't want to be offensive to the men or guys that might be watching, but most times it happens with guys.
Guys, yeah.
Guys like hook up with anybody.
Just to get your dick wet.
It's insane. Like, guys can sleep with anything. Like, anything. I'm not even capping. Guys can sleep with as long as it has a hole that they can put their dick in.
Like, they just want to get their dicks wet. And it's so embarrassing.
Like, it's nothing for guys. Like, for guys, that's why you hear guys saying something like, oh, if you do not come, that's your own. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like you saying, bro, like, for a girl now to really enjoy sex, she has to be, even if she has to put her mind in it, try and get her body, you know, like, okay, I'm about to do something, blah, 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 blah. So that's why anytime you as a girl now and you go out with a guy and you guys want to hook up or whatever and his foreplay is not good enough or he's just doing, like, weird shit, the sex is always disappointing because you need...
Yeah, because you already let me down. Like, you've literally already let me down from beginning. What do you think I would want?
So, like, you just want everything to just end at that point. So it's like, God, please let me just go home and get home exercise. Yeah. Let me never again will I meet such a person. I don't come out. I don't move me, on. I was laying deprived. So nobody gives a shit.
You know, like,
bro.
You know, there's bare people that, like, when this thing happens to them and then they don't come and the guy comes, it now almost feels like, oh, like, am I the problem? Like, he clearly came and I didn't. Do you understand? And it's always like, I promise you, you're not, like, what did you say?
Yes, from anything.
I feel like that's why guys don't even be having, like, obviously there'll be guys that'll have that, but, like, I feel like
bare men engage in, like, foreplay now because they know that
that's not even what I wanted to talk about. I'll just say, like, that's why, like, men don't be having, like, proper amazing orgasms, jiggets, because, like, they just be fucking busting. Like, obviously there's men that, okay, by the time they invest in their babe, it's more than just, like, busting a nut. The fact that the babe is actually enjoying it is giving them pleasure. So, like, you tend to realize that men that are more invested actually enjoy their nuts more than men that just want to get their dicks wet. And, like, it is a thing. And that's why I'm saying that. That's why I'm, like, emphasizing on that particular point that Eniola made about how you could just be making out and honestly, you would just, like, it would just be amazing for you because you can, like, I shit you not, you can actually make out with somebody for more than 30 minutes. And this is coming from it has happened perspective. Like, it's like, I never thought it would happen. And then life said, bitch, hold my cup. And then it happened to me. Do you understand? Like, this is coming from a place, like, I know that I literally was just maybe, like, kissing, like, dead ass just kissing this person with mini breaks in between. And I was hot and bothered. Like, I was literally hot and bothered. So, like, so much goes into, like, being properly attracted to the person that you're, like, sleeping with. The person doesn't even have to be you don't have to be in a relationship, but just have a proper level of attraction. Don't just go around having sex because you want to have sex. Like, just fucking say you did it. No, like, actually enjoy these things. Meet, like, properly, like, sieve out people that you know that, oh yeah, I have proper attraction to this person and this person is giving me the same energy. Makes it better.
Just saying.
Yeah. And please invest in lube, please. Even if you have to pass the car, invest in lube. Even if it's once in a while, I beg. Don't just stick to one form of sex that you know. Invest in lube, invest in other things. Your experience or your hookups better. Don't just be having sex like you feel. Just claim that you're the ad body count.
No, you know the thing is, I think another problem with this thing is that in a weird way, no, it's not even in a weird way. Truthfully, there's the fact that purity culture is still holding a lot of us necks. Like some people would like to say, oh no, purity culture is not killing them anymore. But deep down, purity culture is still holding bare people's necks. And the reason why I say this is because, like, what is the idea that, like, why is it so easy for people to, like, why is it so easy for, like, women or feminine presenting people to just automatically think, oh, because I'm not wet enough, I have a problem. Or why do they automatically think, oh, because I have a super soaker, I don't need lube. Like, lube is literally a support system. It's not there to annihilate you or to take away from the fact that you can get wet. It's literally there to help you and make your experience better, so to speak. So, like, what's the idea behind, like, being like ashamed or like feeling like there's something wrong? Do you understand? Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, it's still like purity culture holding our necks to a very, very certain, like, to a very, very large extent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Sai, I'm sorry that you feel that way, though. I really hope that we were able to, like,
I really hope that we were. I really hope we answer your question, my G.
Mm-hmm. I really hope we're able to answer your question. Or, if anything, I hope that we were actually able to just make you feel better and realize that you're not the problem. Okay.
And another thing, you can try to touch yourself if you think that, you can try to, like, touch yourself or invest in, like, toys or something.
A sex toy. Mm-hmm.
Like, just do something different. Or you can even ask your
partner. That's what I'm saying, figuring yourself out. Like, you have to try to figure yourself out.
Trying yourself out, babe.
It's not going to happen overnight. You can't just sleep and say, let's just see if this is what I like. Literally try and figure it out. Obviously, you cannot like everything. The ones you don't like, drop it. Do you understand? Say you don't like it. Communicate. The ones that you like, say you like it. Do you understand? There's no harm in saying, oh, I like when the soles of my feet are touched, or oh, I like getting neck kisses, or oh, I like when my nipples are played with. Like, literally speak to the people that you're sleeping with. It makes it 10 times better. XOXO. I hope we're able to help. Okay.
Love you.
And then
love
XOXO. Hugs and kisses. Okay, so the next one here is, how do I make myself calm? I'm a virgin, so how do I'm a virgin whose fingers don't make me feel aroused. So how do I make myself calm?
Bye-bye, Britney.
That was literally what I wanted to say.
Like,
there's some people that sex toys don't work with or work for, so to speak.
You should try, man. You should try.
Fair enough. Like we said,
try.
There's no harm in trying.
Try. If your fingers don't make you feel anything, or if it doesn't make you calm, try a sex toy. Or better still, allow somebody to touch you. You don't have to have sex,
yeah.
You don't have to disvirgin yourself or anything. Maybe just need somebody else's touch now.
Yeah, so just allow somebody else. Some people that can just touch themselves but really enjoy when other people touch them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's people like that. I know somebody like that now, that if they touch themselves, they're just like, it doesn't feel as good now.
Yeah. Like, everybody else, so the person would just rather not.
So don't force yourself to touch. It's not compulsory for you to, because you're a virgin, you should now say, oh, yeah, masturbating or doing all these things and just yourself. Well, I don't say you should go and have sex, but at least allow somebody to touch you.
Please. Yeah, there's a very, like, I want you to know that there's a very, very, very crazy large, like, space between having sex and actually, like, foreplay or, like, what's it called? No, not even sex.
You have to have sex is sex, not
penetration. Sex. Yes, because so like sex is what you make it to be, but penetration does if you do not want it. So this now goes back to the type of person that you are with, or the type of person that you want to be having these things with, people that you trust, or like somebody that you just know that you're going to be comfortable with. Like, honestly, I can't even lie, there's some people that I meet and I'm really, really sexually attracted to, but I'm just like, nah, I'm not going to do it, because like we haven't, like, obviously, like you can't necessarily just fuck every single person you're attracted to. Like, you actually can't. If you're fucking everybody you're attracted to, then you are like, wow, it's not possible. Yeah. Like, it's not possible. I'm in Nigeria. Yeah, who I'm sexually attracted to. Jeez. Like, what makes you think I'm not sexually attracted to people in India? It's not possible to fuck everybody you're attracted to. But my point is that
Chris Brown, but will I fucking know?
Sorry? What'd you say?
I'm attracted to Chris Brown, but will I fucking? Probably not.
No. Probably not. Like, you now start to consider things like, oh yeah, I'm sexually attracted to you, but there has to be more. Like, let me speak to this person. Does this person seem like somebody that has sense? Do you understand? So like, there does should be like some sort of confidence in the person that you're going to do things with, to know that if you say, oh, I don't want to have penetrative sex, the person would be fine with that. Like, if you're meeting any other person that is making you feel some type of way, please run away. Like, I promise you, you don't want to feel like, yeah, I promise you, you don't want to have to feel like you're manipulated, especially because, you know, you're a virgin. Yeah, like, you don't want to have to finish and then be like, oh wow, I feel like I didn't want to do that, but then I felt guilty, and so I just ended up doing it. I promise you, you don't want to have that happen to you. You would be traumatized, and you don't want it. So this is why it is important to sincerely be confident that you are comfortable with whoever you want to do whatever with. So when you maybe meet this person, you tell them straight, like, oh, I don't think I want to have, I don't want to. If over time you guys have been doing stuff, if you actually change your mind, that's fine. But this person, also to the person you're going to be sleeping with, this is now me advising whoever is going to be with you, that you should always just ask to be sure. Like, don't over ask as well, oh, are you ready now? Are you ready now? That's not what I mean. I mean, like, if this person tells you, oh, I'm ready, ask and say, are you sure? Are you sure this is what you want? You know, let this person actually genuinely be sure that this is what they want. So there has to be, honestly, there has to be just some sort of, like, confidence and comfort in the, like, casual sex, whoever it is, relationship, whoever it is. And it really doesn't have to be sex. Just try somebody touching you. Try a sex toy. These things might work better than your fingers. So, yeah.
Bye,
bye,
sex toy.
Bye,
sex toy. I know someone, so please.
I'm dead. I'm dead.
Yeah, I see my market.
Please buy a sex toy. Aniola has someone who sells sex toys. So if you want to buy a sex toy, you can always let me know.
He sells lube too. He's your plug for everything. Yeah. So just, you know, come to our side. Get yourself some valuable things.
Things. Invest. Honestly, this thing is an investment. Because, yeah.
Like,
you don't realize how nice your sleep would be one night after a sex toy and a good one.
You can't just be doing the same. by day. We're going to be doing that same thing for the rest of our lives. Why not spice it up? Spice it up and do something new.
Especially because you know, like right now, that this thing actually doesn't like arouse you or make you orgasm. So why keep doing it when you can like simply venture into different things or venture into like new interesting things that you know that you might or you know you might enjoy it or you might not. Like at least just try. Be able to say, oh, I don't like this because oh, I've tried this and I didn't enjoy it, and to say, oh, I like this because I've tried it and I really really see the light and the vision in this, and so I will keep doing this because it's really enjoyable for me. You know what I mean? So
yeah. Modif 2022, this is year for better sex.
Period. So
don't sleep on it. Don't go out there. If your boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever you are, is not my dear, leave. This is not the time. We are too young. We are too young to be like, oh, sex is not a criteria. Oh my god, like I'm young, so sex is not a criteria. Sex is the fucking criteria. But people are probably not going to get married, so get the fuck out of there. So, and try something new. Don't just sit down in one place and be looking and be saying, oh, it's not a criteria. It's not
working. Exactly. Like my it's god. A different thing if you're trying and saying like all these things are not working or. And then there's you who is not trying at all, doing the exact same thing and saying this exact same thing isn't working. You know it's not working. So, like, why are you keep doing it? Like, do something else. You know what I mean?
Please leave. Leave any relationship that does not pay you, any situationship that you are trying to save. Please, my sisters and brothers.
It's always the way.
I'm begging. I'm begging. Please leave. Use you to bust a nut every single time without you yourself doing anything. I mean, some of you will go for, you're going to see your boyfriend for 3 days, nothing will happen. Then you have to come back to your house and use vibrator to get yourself up. Please, let it stop. Let it stop. You don't have a boyfriend because of your head. You have a boyfriend because of this of what he has to offer.
Good love, good sex, yes, everything good, everything.
And for the girls too, I mean, if you're a girl with a girl, and I'm sorry to say this, but normally on a normal day girls do it better, but if you are with a girl and
sorry to say flat,
my sister, move. Don't say because oh you love is deep. Don't allow yourself.
I want to say something. There's actually genuinely people that sex is not a criteria for. If you feel like sex is not a criteria for you, like there's genuinely people who don't care. Like they would have sex just to please their partners, and it's not as if they're not enjoying it, but like they can do without it. So if you're that type of person that it doesn't really matter to you, that's absolutely fine. If the dynamic of your relationship is working without this, go for it. Like kudos to you and yours. But if you're like me and you know that deep down in your heart, that knot is part of the relationship. Deep down in your heart, that good sex is part of the relationship, and good sex is not happening. Please wake up one morning. Wake up. Just stand up from the best bed like you're possessed and get out. Drop their key for them or whatever and just move. Just disappear and find good love and sex. Please.
Honestly, I feel like some people say, oh, sex is not a criteria for me. If they are having sex, there's no how. One day. You get tired. There's no how. Except maybe you guys are not having sex. People are not having sex in the relationship now. Yeah, just chilling. But not having sex. Or more.
Yeah.
There's no how that if you're having mediocre sex, you will not get tired. Like, no matter how much you try to say, oh, I love this person, and I'm going to think that this is not the criteria. Sex is part of intimacy. you're being intimate with your partner. And once that is not, that dynamic is not working, especially when you people started having sex early in the relationship and then
it's still shit
now. There's no how you not have regrets in your mind. And the minute you get outside,
those regrets, understand.
And you get somebody outside that is better than your partner that you say, oh, sex is not the criteria. Oh, more, my dear, you will leave. Like, you
pack your bag.
The way you just pack your bag because you'll be like, oh, missing. So, rather than doing all that, and sometimes you can talk with your partner, try to talk about how you
can improve. Yeah.
Life, and if after you have talked, you have brought solutions, is not sometimes some people cannot help it. That one is different. People cannot start that old, they are not that good.
Good, yeah. Hard
but for somebody that is very, provided,
very hard pill to swallow for a lot of people.
Yeah, there's some people that
swallow people. Yeah, people think that everybody is like big dick energy, everybody can sabi the PA in bed. Truth is that it's not everybody that can. Not everybody can be that thing.
Like, some people, no matter what they try, no matter what they try, no matter the new things that they try, they cannot. Some people just have it. Let me just say it now. Some people just have that aura. See, sometimes you see one boy. I was like, some people have that aura now. Like, that aura. They have the aura of, oh, this is like, you see a guy or a girl that is not that attractive, and then you see that maybe you see that partner or somebody that is very attractive, and you're like, what are these people together? But you don't know that when you guys have sex, it feels good, like everything about it is because you know what, like they are just most times it's not even about experience, it's not experience, like now from now to tomorrow, that one doesn't give you experience. Just know what to do. They know your spot.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just hook up with somebody. Like, for example, you have now, people have been having sex. And then, let's say the sex obviously has been mediocre now. And you meet somebody that just, you know, knows your spot.
Yeah.
Or more, I'm sorry, but like, the love will diminish. There is no way that you claim that you love your partner of 3 years, that love will not diminish the intimacy you do, some people cheat because of I want to cheat, but some people cheat because they enjoy, like they enjoy it, and they're like, I cannot, like I don't enjoy this with my own partner, I love my partner, but this that I'm getting from this person, I'm not getting it from my partner. I don't encourage cheating, by the way.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that most times this is what happens. So if you as a girl, as a boy, if your partner has been not like nagging, because some people nag, but if your partner has tried to talk to you about like your sexual abilities and everything, sometimes indulge them, try something new. Maybe people need to maybe people need to stop having penetrative sex. Maybe people need to let other things, like Google is your friend. Do research. There are so many things that you can do, spontaneous stuff. You can just decide to go and have sex on you can decide to have sex in toilets. You can decide to have sex anywhere that you think that it will spice up your relationship. So please, these trends, so don't allow them to snatch your babe because of giving her 30 minutes of foreplay that you afford. Give her that technique properly, and don't allow them to collect your babe. The reason they're collecting your babe is not because of money, it's because of pennies. Pennies, that's why they're collecting your babe. Don't allow them to collect your babe, please. Because you'll be claiming, I have money, I have everything, but she still left me. Yeah, she left because you don't know how to talk. So,
you don't know how to
please, I'm advising everyone. Try and improve yourself. Girls, too.
Yeah,
nobody is left out. Like, everybody's
a two-way thing, or like it's actually
two-way thing for everybody. Everyone, it's not every time has to. Oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Try and do more things. Try and be spontaneous about everything. Don't just be a boring person.
Don't be boring.
And yeah, even enjoy with people. Enjoy.
Sorry for the interruption. I wanted to say, even with people that have good sex in their casual sex in their relationship, at some point, you will get tired of vanilla sex. Even if it's good vanilla sex, at some point, you would want to, you would just be like, okay, yeah, like, so what's next? Missionary, doggy, cowgirl, what next? So, like, try. Actually, like, you, I don't think, like, there can be enough emphasis on how much trying actually spices up your life. I don't think enough emphasis can be made on that, because you genuinely realize that, whoa, I didn't realize that I could like not like this, and like look at me now, like, because I decided to try maybe like nipple clamps, or decided to try being like tired, or decided to try being the sub or something like that. You should try stuff. Okay, so we have a lot more questions, but we will just do like two more. So the second to the last one here is queefing during sex. If I queef, for anybody that doesn't know, queefing is vagina farting. If I queef during sex, does that mean I am too loose for my man? Has anyone else experienced this?
Sorry for cutting you short.
First of all, please go and read. Like I said it at the beginning of this thing. Some things are embarrassing. Are you not ashamed of yourself? We've had this discussion so many times about this whole vagina loose thing. Do you know how much you have to be doing for your vagina to be loose? Even when people give birth, like, your vagina is literally like an elastic rubber band. Do you know what you have to be doing for it to be loose? I don't think people understand the definition of loose. Do you know what you have to do?
People don't understand the definition of when somebody's loose and when somebody's tight. And then this is something I want to say.
Yeah.
If you, as a man, woman, whatever, you're having sex with a woman, or, you know, yeah, you're having sex with a woman. Let me just put it like that. And you're trying to, you know, insert your finger, your penis, whatever you're trying to insert, and it doesn't go in.
Mm-hmm.
You should be worried. You should not be praising yourself.
Yeah.
Or praising the girl, like, oh, your this is tight. You should be worried. Because you're not doing the right thing.
You're not doing it well. Yeah.
The vagina expands now. Especially when you're aroused. Expands
and when you're aroused. Exactly.
As like far. Like when, yeah, when you're aroused, it just opens up. Like, it's just like, oh, like, you're wet enough. You feel, you're ready. You're in the mood.
You're relaxed enough.
Exactly. You're relaxed. So you're just opening up. You keep opening. That's why you see some, like, most girls can't very long.
Big dick. Yeah.
Like, because I get to a point, and if you also use look, so it gets to a point where you're just like, and it just keeps going. Because, like, the person is relaxed. Yeah. So this whole loose thing, there's nothing like being.
It's embarrassing. I'm sorry.
There's nobody that may have seen me. Even porn stars that have sex probably every day of their lives are not loose.
Yeah.
That's not
exactly. Then the whole OMG, this is it. This is exactly it. Like, what do you people like? What is the idea in your head? Even porn stars that have sex maybe two or three times in a day, every day.
No matter how big it is, it will, like, go back to the same way it was.
It will go, it is an elastic. Please read. Like, you will do yourself so much justice if you read. Like, I don't even know where to start from. And then there's the thing with queefing. The literal definition of queefing is a pussy fart.
fat will come out some way, somehow. It has to come out. Like, it is
it's literally... It's trapped air now. What do you expect? It's trapped
air. Exactly.
Like, it will definitely have to come out. So, like, there's nothing... There's nothing, your vagina is more loose, my sister. There's nothing.
Yeah, like you. There's nothing you can do.
You should be happy that you have pushed it, to be honest. Because, like, I mean,
like, do you know,
honestly,
do you know,
I feel like if when the sex is hot, that you cool, let me know, like,
sorry?
It's when it's hot. Like, I mean, when, like, when you have, like, when you're having good sex, that's when you quit. Yeah, for me,
that's when you quit.
That's what me, I know. Mean.
Aside
from, like, when you're, sex, when you're going hard, that's when you quit.
Bing bong. I'm dead. Okay, but also I think like queefing also has a lot to do with sex, like positions. Now the reason why I'm saying positions is if you've noticed, people queef a lot more when they are in doggy than in any other position.
Yes.
Because yes. Doggy, your ass is literally in the air, and this person is literally like slamming into you with. Like, do it with force, and then there's the air that is like, you know, sometimes like our vaginas and our ass do this like involuntary, like clenching thing. And
air is
literally entering as you're doing that clenching thing. So, like, it has to come out. Like, it has so, to.
There's nothing.
If it does not come out when he's pounding or when whoever is pounding, it would come out after. And it would now, like, it just has to come out. So I promise there's nothing wrong with you. Vagina.
There's nothing wrong with your vagina.
There's
nothing wrong with your vagina. At all.
It has to happen. So one way or the other, the air has to come out. You're not loose. Thank you very much. And finally, the last question here is actually like a double question, I guess. How you know you are about to orgasm? I feel I don't know anything about my body, so I don't know whether I come or not. And is it normal when you are like 3 days to your period and you want to have sex, but there is pain, and then you are like, you can't continue? So I'm going to try and answer the first bit of the question. How do I know I'm about to orgasm? The way people's orgasm hits them is different, first of all. So, like, this is kind of tricky. Me, my own orgasm, I know because I will start, my toes will start gang signs. Like, my toes will start throwing gang signs. And I'm just like, girl, like, I just know. And then I'm just starting to shit. Like, I know. Once those gang signs start on my toes, I just know. Do you get? So like it depends on each person. I think that you the reason why you probably think that you're not having an orgasm is because the reason why you probably are wondering is probably because you're actually not having an orgasm and then you're overthinking it. Like if you overthink it, I promise you're not going to come. You're not going to orgasm. Just relax. Relax.
Okay, sorry.
Flow through you.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Sure.
One thing I wanted to say is,
yeah,
sometimes I feel like if you are new to sex, if this person is new to sex now, in a liquid or whatever doesn't have to come out to signify that you have come. I need to put that out there for females.
I don't think orgasming has anything to do with the liquids at all.
No. Sometimes now, you know, some people associate it with coming,
when we say orgasm, obviously there are people who are creamers, who are squatters, but they're also screamers. Like orgasms don't necessarily have to do with the liquid. Like it doesn't
that's what I'm saying. Like maybe the person is already like thinking, oh, that's what to signify that, oh, I have form and all that, and then everybody has various ways, like you said. Now your toes throw gang signs. For me, I think I just feel this stuff sensation. In this lower part of my stomach, like this sensation in this lower part of my stomach now, and I already know that, oh, I'm getting close, or you know, now that type of thing. So like for everybody, it's different. You just need to find what relates to you.
Yeah.
And that's why that's basically it.
Yeah, that's why I said that this person is probably thinking it. And because you're overthinking it, you're probably not actually having, like, for you to be questioning if I came or not, you probably didn't. You probably are not having an orgasm. And that's what I'm saying.
If you have to ask yourself if you came or more, you did not come.
Yeah, you probably didn't.
If anybody asks you, did you come? My God. Because
nothing happens. Like, I remember one time I was with my friend, and this is like off point, but like it's an analogy. So she, I was with her, and we were high, like we were stoned, and then we wanted to try like Molly. And because I was already stoned, I was like, okay, how am I going to know the difference between my weed high,
Molly high?
Do you get? And she just, the only thing she said is, when it hits, you will know. I was like, okay, I just carried that. And I swear to you, when it hit, I knew. Like, I could immediately separate it. Like, this is the weed. This was the weed first interacting with Molly. And then this is your trip. Like, I knew. I couldn't, like, there was no questioning it. And that's why I'm, to be asking yourself, oh, did I come? You probably didn't, because if you did, you would just know that, Omo, I just had the big O. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So that's the first question.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's first question. Yeah. So that's what I just relax, can't lie. That's like the cocoa. Try and relax. Try not to overthink this thing, and just enjoy it. Enjoy the moment. Don't think too much about the end result, which is the orgasm. Enjoy the process. When you enjoy, when you just and you come. Enjoy it. That's all I'm gonna say. So,
don't kill me, I beg.
And finally, the second part of the question is it normal when you are 3 days into your period and you want to have sex, there is pain and you cannot, like, pain so great that you cannot continue? I don't know how to answer this question. I'm not even going to lie.
What I want to say, first of all, is for some people, that's the thing, everybody's different. And what I mean, like, everybody, like, your body is different. For some people, days before their period, they have pain. But that pain, for me and some people that I know, is always mostly in your stomach. So if you're having pain in your vagina to the extent that you can't continue, that is not, that has nothing to do with
that's
your
period.
That's
not normal. Yeah. That's not normal.
It has nothing to do with your period, and it's probably just you at that point. When I mean your body.
Yeah.
Or the person you're with. Maybe the sex you guys are having is just, I don't know.
Rough?
No, it might be one. And then, but maybe you're not properly, you know, aroused. You know, so everywhere is dry, and it just hurts.
I don't think arousal is the problem when you're on your period. You are like,
well, like, say 3 days now. 3 days are period now.
3 days in, we don't know how long this person's period.
Did she say in or 3 days in?
3 days in.
Oh, so she's already. So she's already on her period.
Wait, let me check.
Oh, okay. No, I thought she said 3 days to check.
Oh, yeah, 3 days to your period. Oh, yeah, 3 days.
That's what I'm saying now. So it's possible that you're probably dry, you know, and it's just hurting because of that. Because, like, that's so what I know, that one, you can stop sex. There's really nothing you're doing. You're dry and it's So that's one reasonable thing I can say for that one. I don't know any other thing I can say for that.
Okay, just from what you just said right now, I would just like to say that just like happiness and just like healing, sex is not linear. Tough. This is also another tough pill to swallow. And the reason why I'm saying sex is not linear is because I could be having sex with this person today, and today it will slap so hard,
and then the next time maybe something might just happen and it just maybe it just doesn't slap as hard. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So yeah,
sex experiences are not linear. The fact that you had amazing today does not mean that tomorrow it would be completely amazing. So the problem might not actually be the person you're with. The problem might not be the person you're, especially if you've had sex with this person before and it was good. The problem might not actually be with the person or with you. It might just be your body just telling you, like, screaming that, like, I don't want it today. Do you get? And also, it might, and just like, just bringing also from the fact that sex is not linear, it might be that this person might have been stroking a little too much and hitting your cervix. And you know that once someone hits your cervix, it is bad. So, and it could be painful. It could even be damaging. So you should stop. So it's probably just your body saying, oh, today I don't want it, so don't give it to me. And you shouldn't, once your body says no, you shouldn't force it. Because you would probably regret it if you force it. So
that's pretty serious. So don't be bothered. Yeah.
Don't be bothered. I just think that is pretty much it. So yeah. Those are all the questions we can take today. We've taken so much time already. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. I really did. And I hope everybody enjoyed it as well. Thank you, Eniola, for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Thank you
for inviting me.
Thank you. If you guys have any other questions or would like to see Eniola back on here, let me know and we would be answering more questions next time. Have a wonderful week, guys. Bye.
And Happy New Year once again.
And Happy New Year once again. I hope this year is amazing for everyone. No jinxing. Bye.
Bye.